Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Have a happy Halloween.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's scary time. Happy Halloween. It's scary time. Happy Halloween. Yes, sirree. Oh, let me tell you, this may be the scariest Halloween ever. Oh.
Why?
I don't remember ever being this scared. Ooh. On Halloween ever.
Why is that?
Because Donald Trump might be elected president.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. No.
Stop it.
Jesus.
What the hell is the matter with you?
What a fabulous weekend. What a great weekend. Yes, Ray. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's scary. And we've got a live show coming up this Saturday at
nice
the DC
pivot.
Improv.
Yeah. Nice
whatever. Well, you have that visceral reaction anytime I bring up anything politics.
No.
And sometimes I gotta vent this stuff because I'm out of my
mind.
Vent
Carlos every week. And Pony said, "Watch, he's gonna come out, guns a swinging, guns a blazing." And I said, "No, Mike's a professional. First thing you do,
that's,
come
that's
out.
Nothing to do, you douchebag, with being a professional. For God's sake, okay? I mean, you're the one who's got the radio partner that complains about liberals and dogs. You know, it's like, oh, somebody's dog. Oh, Mike Pence's dog died, and Chad gets all upset about that. It's like incredible. It's astonishing to me. Look, we're enemies. We're sworn enemies. That's the way it goes. And I have every right to be scared because they've done it again.
Now, Mike Pence's dog, Mike, is it Bandit from Johnny Quest? Is that the dog we're talking about?
Because
he looks like Race Bannon, yeah.
By the way, something that never gained any traction as far as I was concerned.
It should have.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about the live show this coming Saturday. We're very excited because everybody's coming into town, and there are other people that are in town, and people are driving in, and people are taking trains in, and people are flying in, and we're going to have the big show, the matinee at the DC Improv, followed by the meet and greet at the Mad Hatter. So we're very, very excited. And, you know, we haven't allowed ourselves to really go crazy talking about it because we wanted it to be on top of us.
Right.
And now it is. We've got just a few days. I'll be on a plane flying up to Washington, D.C., and I couldn't be more excited about it. And we're really looking forward to seeing everybody. And because it's live show week, we've got a smattering of people that are popping into town. I don't know why people would be here Monday for a show on Saturday.
Well, they wanted to make sure they could secure parking.
So who's in town now and who's come in? I mean,
so
I know Oscar
I would say that there's a
night.
Solid maybe 8% of our attendees already coming into town that they're already here. And I'll tell you
already
why.
Already here?
Already here.
You got those statistics, Mike, from John Canoza, who is the official statistician of the Mike. Well,
I should point out that we have a significant number of people that live in the area.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's the bulk of our crowd
but
that's going to be
there.
But
think if you're coming across the country, like our guests
right.
today. If you're mm-hmm. flying across the country, you may take advantage and say, wow, I've never been to Washington, D.C. I actually want to see the Washington Monument. I want to see the Lincoln Memorial. I'll make
sure.
a week of it, right?
Destination
Absolutely.
City.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is a destination city. I'm sorry. Lived there for 30 years.
You know what's great? I finally get that out without laughing, and you wreck it.
I know. I'm sorry.
You no. absolutely wrecked it.
People that live in Washington, D.C. always feel the same way that when you live in D.C., you never take advantage of
Rob
all
just
of the
said
wonderful
that.
It's the truth.
Absolutely
it's the
right.
absolute
He's
truth.
Absolutely
you never
right.
take advantage of it. That's just the way it rolls. And, you know, it's wonderful when you think of all the attractions. I mean, not only do we have the government attractions like the White House, the Capitol, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, but you've got all the museums. And the museums are fabulous to look at, too.
That's
You've
true.
Got the Air and Space Museum, the Museum of Modern Art, Museum of Natural History. You got the Hirshhorn, the Bighorn, the Pronghorn.
Yes.
You've got all the different. You've got the Daughters of the American Revolution Hall that you can just walk in and go, hi, guys. Yeah, well, I'm Dave Barry. This is a great hall that we have here, isn't it? This is fantastic. Look at all the seats where people sit. Isn't that great?
He's named Barry. Spilled syrup in the Library of Congress.
That's all we needed. That's all we needed. So, yeah, so it's great. So we got people here.
So Veronica and Brian are here from Mount Vernon, Washington, and Veronica was kind enough to reach out to me on Facebook.
Mount Vernon, like Washington State?
Washington State. And
that's a haul. That, well, they deserve to come in if they came all the way.
Yes, and they're doing it the modern way. As she said, they're at an Airbnb, Mike. Look at that.
Oh. That's kind of like doing that thing that Oscar would do. So how do you kids rate your Airbnb? Are you finding it comfortable?
Hi, Mike. Yes, it's awesome. It's like living in somebody's house. We're in the basement. The only bad thing is it's kind of loud, like we're hearing a lot of footsteps, but it's amazing. You feel like a local. You're right in it. We just called the Uber or the Lyft. We already used our $30 credit from Lyft.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good for that, you. Mike. I love it when you schmooze the sponsors.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. And yesterday we rode bikes around town.
The red bikes, Mike.
The red bike, the big heavy red bikes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the red bikes that you rent?
Yes. A little uncomfortable, but, you know.
So people can't steal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you can ride around them, but you don't love them to take them home.
No.
Exactly. No.
You want to drop them off.
Let me ask you, you say it's a little noisy in the evening or at nighttime.
Yeah, I was
footsteps,
hoping.
The footsteps you are hearing, are they otherworldly by any chance?
No, I wish I could say so. It's a toddler.
Hate kids. So the people that are renting out the room have small children that keep. Well, that's, see, that's,
are they haunted toddlers?
No, <that's, laughs> I haven't met said toddler yet.
Okay,
I am a haunted toddler. Yes, I will get you.
Mike, I have a haunted toddler. They also found my house, which was kind of interesting.
My haunted toddler was up at 5:15 this morning, and mommy got his cold. And I said, well, that's great, because he's been sick. Now mommy's getting sick, and by the time the DC live show is here, I'll be sick. Mm. So it all works out perfectly. And by the way, that's how narcissistic and selfish that I am going to be this
week. You worked backwards from the date.
Yes, I said to Carla, you know, when I heard Carla in the middle of the night go,
that's raw. Yeah.
Glug, 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 NyQuil, chug, chug, chug. And I said, oh, you're taking NyQuil at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be a good morning for me tomorrow. I already know that's going to happen.
Yeah. Have you met my wife, Groggy?
Mike, not the instrument.
She was actually a trooper. She was a, good. What's that, Oscar?
Not the instrument. No. You don't want to get sick.
No, you got to protect the instrument.
No, I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm
vitamin C.
Maybe I'll do a little vitamin C.
A lot of vitamin
drugs.
C.
Doesn't matter.
Isn't there vitamin C in orange liqueurs? Like a Grand Marnier?
Yeah, I'll have that right before the show.
I think that might be nice.
That might be a sippy whippy.
I just think Airbnb.
Sippy whippy. That to me would be kind of disqualifying if you're. So you're in their home and it's a room in the. It's a floor of their house. It's a room in their house.
Actually, it's a totally renovated. I can show you guys pictures later. It's amazing. It's like 6 months old, totally renovated. Beautiful. It's actually nicer than their actual house.
A separate apartment?
A separate apartment.
Brand
downstairs.
New leather on the walls. The chains have never been used.
But the thing is...
No,
but
it's
that,
not like that.
But no, see, don't... Hey, can I make a tip when you're in the studio? Never respond to Rob Schtick. If you do that, you'll eventually... Your brain will explode and you'll die. That it really will happen if you do that. Because Rob does continuous shtick, and I try to respond to it, and when I do, I get into a real sticky wicket. And he has people in the studio, so that's when his shtick comes out of his ass like this giant flow of effluence that just cannot be controlled because there are people in the studio.
A reactive meltdown, Mike.
So please just ignore.
Yeah.
My point is, with the kid running around, that's kind of that's next door to where they live, or how
upstairs.
Does that work?
So we upstairs, are literally in their basement. They have a separate entrance. It's a, like I said, fully renovated, has beds, bathrooms, kitchen. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
like
what
right
it is.
Underneath.
And it's way cheaper. We were going to stay at a hotel, but the prices in the city are, you know, astronomical.
So it's absolutely insane. It really is insane in D.C.
Exactly. We investigated and we found this really nice place and so far so good, except, you know, the noise, but other than that, it's amazing. And that's
now
what,
you are here with your husband, your boyfriend, your
significant
fiance?
Other.
Oh,
a little boyfriend trip.
Does the husband know?
Well,
so maybe it's not just the toddler making noise in that Airbnb,
what?
Huh?
Don't come a knocking when the basement's rocking.
Yeah, we got a Rob Ford thing going on.
May we meet him, or is he?
Yeah, he's right
shy?
Here.
I'm Mike.
Right, let's meet. Hi, how are you? What's your name, sir?
Brian, longtime Red Sox fan.
Oh, way, God bless you.
Way back.
You know what? Really have to. We'll talk about it hopefully in the body of the show. But hats off to the Chicago Cubs to give their fans that treat and not go down, you know, without a little fight. And now it goes to Cleveland on Tuesday, Game 6. And baseball, baseball. You know, I had mentioned last week that I thought this World Series had the potential for the E word, and I mean epic. And we shall see if the Cubbies manage to beat Cleveland in Game 6, and we have a Game 7.
Whoa.
Then it qualifies as epic. But boy, they—I mean, it was really great. This is when baseball just gets fantastic.
Yes, it does.
But welcome from Washington State, and we're delighted to have you here, and looking forward to seeing you at the live show and the meet and greet and all that good
Super
stuff.
Awesome.
And you agree with your girlfriend that the toddler was a pain in the ass?
She's not too bad.
And
you can hear some noise, but it's a great apartment. The people upstairs—he's one's a court reporter. And the guy's a New York, he's from New York, working with the New York senator.
Oh, wow. Politics.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Schumer? Is it Schumer that he's working with?
Amy?
No. Amy's related to Chuck.
I know, yeah.
Great senator from the state of New York. So, well, it's good to have you here. It's wonderful. And, Rob, you said that they brought gifts of some kind. Is that true?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor in town.
Gift corner.
It's really the only reason we put people on the show.
Of course.
They bring gifts. That's it.
If you bring something for all of us. Oh, Whoppers.
Ooh, Whoppers. Malted milk balls.
Oh,
and soft-eating licorice. They know I love my licorice.
That's awesome. Snickers.
I'm so jealous that I'm not there in that studio.
Oh, and a chew toy for Linus.
Isn't that nice, Mike?
That's delightful. I love all this. Look at all these wonderful gifts.
It's like she's got a magic hat.
What did Pony get?
Pony got a plastic bag.
Yeah.
I can't tell what it
exciting.
Is. Hold on a sec. What did Pony get? Pony, why don't you tell us what you got?
On a microphone.
The mic,
even.
Please. Take your time, Pony. We're on the air. Why not? It's a t-shirt that says, "Our democracy has been hacked." It's perfect. It's just from Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Matt got a gift card. Matt, give me that. You don't deserve that.
She is just doling out the gifts no tomorrow.
She listens. Matt got a McDonald's gift card. Isn't that nice?
That's so cool.
Sweet. And that, this is generous on these people that are
so sweet.
Renting the Airbnb.
Mike,
this
you should know that they found my house in Georgetown because they know something about
that's
something.
That's a little scary right
it
there.
It is a little scary.
And they said it's not as bad as you said it was. They said, well, we just got the shutters redone, but they still found it. And I confirmed what they found, which is cool, but scary. But these people are nice.
Oscar That's asked very a nice. Very specific question. I won't repeat the question, but it was to the tune of, did you see a Pekingese dog on the porch? And they said, oh, yes.
So they were able to identify his domicile.
Oh, very,
they
very
found
clearly,
the domicile.
Yes.
They found it. Also, super generous, by the way. Ace gift card for your boy, Oscar. So
that's
nice.
So sweet.
Costco
that's
gift card
wonderful.
For me. Licorice and a toy for my dog. Wow, they really do listen.
I saved the best for last. One of you guys has to open this for Mike.
I'll let Rob do the honors.
All right.
Mike, you've got a gift card that
says,
I'm sure Rob will forget to give
you. Please open on behalf of the O'Meara's. This is time-sensitive.
Time-sensitive!
Let me open it up. Wonder what it'd be. We all got gift certificates, so let's see. Open this up. Oh, my goodness. It's a gift certificate for a hospital.
How dare you?
No, not really.
How dare
really.
You?
Yeah,
it is,
you bastard.
Mike and Carla, good luck from Veronica and Brian. It's a S-load of Mega Millions tickets.
Gambling.
Ooh, gambling.
Degenerate gambler. That is fantastic. I'm so excited about gambling. That's
so when will we know for what drawing is this?
Tomorrow's
drawing.
Wednesday.
Oh. Oh.
That's so very exciting.
Mike, I will double check the numbers here in studio.
What's the payoff? What's the jackpot? Do we know what the
I'll
jackpot
tell
is?
You. Doesn't it usually say
is it
on
a Mega
the
Millions jackpot?
It's a Mega Millions, Mike.
All right.
And it currently doesn't say, you know, I'll look it up right now and I'll give
you
an answer.
Well, if it's over $1 million, I will give you $50 if I win. There you go. And no one else in the studio will get that courtesy. $50 American.
50 American.
Very generous. Very generous. Thoughtful man.
From the great Pacific Northwest, thank you for joining us. And we are very, very excited as live show week, we like to call
it,
the Mike O'Meara Show. And we couldn't be more excited about this and the prospects of
that. $40 million, Mike.
$40 million?
Yes.
$55 goes to you.
And Mike,
yes.
When you win the $55 million, I just want to say we're going to miss you at the live show.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Hey, I have a question for our one last question for our couple.
Yes.
And what are their names again, Mr. Spiewak?
Veronica and Brian.
Veronica, I'll ask you. You could be the spokesperson. Veronica, have you voted yet in Washington State?
Oh.
Have you
early voted? That was one of the main things that we wanted to make sure that we left before we were able to vote.
You wanted to vote before
we
you
wanted to
leave.
Vote yeah. before. Yeah. Yes. So we mailed in our ballots last week, and they're in.
So you did vote.
I did vote, and so did Brian.
You both voted. So they have early voting in Washington State
by mail. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the electoral map, but I'm going to assume that it may be a blue state out there. Is it a blue state as opposed
Actually,
to a red state?
The left side is blue, and the other side is very red.
Like America.
Yeah, we are in the blue side, so you do the own math. Do your math there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we voted Democrat.
Oh, you don't have to say that. That's
there
a private
it is.
Opinion.
Okay.
That's a private opinion.
She said it.
Yeah.
She said that's yeah. not. That's okay. I don't mind that, Oscar. I don't mind that she gave her private opinion. Okay,
and
thank
Mike,
you.
Isn't that the best gift of all?
That's better than any gift certificate. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Or in the words of well, I don't even know if it's Oscar's team. He
What's
hasn't
that?
Committed.
No.
He just does like to get in the middle. But
Friday was pretty interesting, Mike. Pretty
yes, it
interesting.
Was. Yes, it was. We're talking, of course, about that big revelation that the Trump supporter said, USA. You can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended.
The power of Christ compels you!
Look into my eyes. Look.
What have you done to his eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Mother! Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream! Scream for your lives! The Tingler is loose in this theater.
We're about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you.
Halloween. And that's the day when millions of children and adults will be dressing up as devils, witches, and goblins. To celebrate Satan.
Good, good. We meet again, Count Dracula.
Children of the night. What music they...
Kids sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night.
I could have had candy, apples, and gum, but no, I had to listen to you. You kid.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And this coming Wednesday will be Wide Open Wednesday when we'll be taking your phone calls exclusively right here on the broadcast. What do you think of that?
Huh?
Isn't that special? Yeah, our show today brought to you by Sleep Number. I love Sleep Number. I love telling you about it. Wouldn't you like to know how to make your sleep great again? Making sleep great again, night after night. It's easy. Just come to a Sleep Number store. I adore my Sleep Number bed. You will adore yours when you get yours. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. And since it adjusts on each side, it's the perfect bed for couples. That's why when Mrs. O'Mara has a little head cold and she's bouncing around and she's turning around and she's bouncing up and down, I don't even get bothered by it except when she begins to sniffle. But then again, that's a different story. We have Sleep IQ technology that tracks our sleep so we know exactly what to adjust for the best night's sleep, whether it's a diet, exercise, or the Sleep Number setting. In fact, according to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. Here's what I want you to do. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. I had another 95 night last night. I feel great. Come in right now and experience the comfort of Sleep Number adjustability and save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by going to sleepnumber.com. Be sure to cause a ruckus.
A ruckus.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Would you do that, please? Do they teach you that here?
Brad. The form's right here. If you just give me a moment.
You'll sleep great, just like you.
I had a great night's sleep, just like you.
I had a great... Name's Norm. Had a great night's sleep, just like you. Hello, Mary. I'm Woogie. I'm Woogie, Mary. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, Halloween, big weekend festivities all over the place. In a second, we will get to Mac. You already look like you're getting stressed out. I can see you, and you know, it's great. Let me just say, Halloween, we all have these festivities, and
yes,
you're straight down at the floor. How uptight are you, Mac, for the big Halloween party at Ashley's house tonight?
How uptight are you, Mac?
Very uptight.
Why?
Thank you. We'll get back to you later. All right. We appreciate that. Thanks so much. So Friday night was the Cocoonville costume party.
Yeah.
And I ventured out Friday afternoon to the local costume store. And we have them all over
America. Did you go to a Party City or did you go to what they call a Halloween pop-up store?
Pop-up.
I went to a Halloween pop-up store called the Spirit Halloween store. I think they're all over the country. And
Spirit.
Look. And to be perfectly honest with you, I have not done that in a very long time. Maybe I went in with the kids just to look
right
back in the day. I never went with the desire to actually purchase something that I would wear at a party. And I went out. And meanwhile, Carla is being very non-cooperative because she is not a Halloween dress-up person. Doesn't care for it.
Aww.
Doesn't want to do it. And so I'm trying to go through. I said, how about I be a big fat pirate and you be the pirate's wench?
Oh, a wench said, is a great costume.
I don't want to be a pirate wench. And Rob, you got to turn yourself up because I can hardly hear
you. Okay, sorry.
I don't know, for me at least. But it's very, very frustrating because, I mean, it's all me. But yet I said, I'll motivate her and I'll find a great costume that she will like and she will enjoy. And what I didn't realize when I walked into this is these costume shops are pure garbage. It's absolute.
They've been garbage forever.
Yeah, it's absolute.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I probably should have known that.
Yes.
It's absolute beyond overpriced.
I read an article
about
them.
That's why they pop up everywhere, because they're a complete rip-off.
I read an article about them, and what it is that they get a good short-term lease, and the people that own the places that are all closing down, they're delighted to get a tenant in.
It was a drugstore. It was in a drugstore.
Yeah, they're delighted to get a tenant for a month and a half, but here's the deal. This Spirit company or whatever Halloween company it is, they just take all their stuff at the end of the year, put it in a storage unit, and they keep trotting it out. So stuff that was garbage 10 years ago is still going to be on the showroom floor.
I mean, as cheap and a tiny little bag that is just wrinkled and horrible. I got the plus size pirate outfit and I looked at it and I said, no, yes, Pony, I got the plus size pirate outfit.
Being honest.
And I looked at this, I said, this is just...
From the McCarthy collection.
Rob, you know what? I can look at something and know, even before you were to get it out of the bag,
sure,
that it's just going to be such garbage. And So I'm looking at this stuff. I said, you know, there's nothing that I see. So I'm like, well, I'll get a cheap wig. You can't miss with a cheap wig.
How many times have I said that throughout the year?
So I buy a biker wig. I buy like a rocker wig, like this big,
you know,
the D. Snyder.
Sure.
We're not going to take it
like
anymore.
Like blonde curly?
Like big, big blonde curly wig. And I get Carla this black and red Vampira wig.
Nice.
And then what else did I get?
You know what? You already put yourself at a disadvantage because you're shopping for Carla, and it's tough.
Hey. Hold on a second. I'll be right back because I don't need to talk about something when I can show you.
Oh, nice.
Right, actually, is the video component.
Show and
right
tell.
No, I know you went out already once. Did you dress?
Oh, of course. I think if you go out on Halloween without a costume, you're an a-hole. And
sometimes if you do dress, you're still an a-hole.
Yeah, but if you don't make at least an effort.
Got to make an effort.
Then it's just like either you're the pervert on the side of the street staring at everybody in their costumes.
Kind of like going to a Ren Faire by yourself.
Yeah, or just a creep.
Now, so what were you?
Audible, it was a last minute call to go out and actually rage in Georgetown.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And since we live there, we're like, we should probably go out. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
And
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. Mr. Michael Mayer's back.
Oh, my God.
Totally D. Snyder.
Yeah, you cannot drive 55.
Hey, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it.
Anyway. Hey, we're warm.
What else does he look like? He looks like somebody. It was just an. Oh, I got to
looks like Sammy
out.
Hagar.
No.
No,
not
I know.
Sammy
Hagar. You know who I look like?
Who?
I look like the guy that owned the Full Throttle Saloon.
That's fair, but
remember
a little obscure. A little
what was
obscure.
The name of that show out in Sturgis?
It is Full Throttle Saloon. Let me look for it right now.
I think that's what it
is.
We're not going to take it.
No. I'll figure it out. It's something to do with Family Guy. I gotta
hey, man, if you're going to spew into this. Here's the thing. So I get the wig for Carla, I get the wig for me. What else did I get? I think I
stockings, fishnets.
No, I don't think I got anything else. Whatever it was.
Getting a look inside Oscar's head right now.
I got like zombie
handcuffs?
Makeup, like black and red for the eyes and
okay,
stuff like
sure.
that, where you can make your face white. And I said, "We'll go as I'll go as a zombie biker, and you go as a zombie biker chick."
Oh.
And Carla said, and Carla looked at me and with a nice expression on her face and said, "No." And that
wow,
was
she
it.
Is that contrary.
Yeah, I didn't. And we had another couple coming over, and the
couple's
couple was
costumes,
and we were gonna go. And he was wearing like a pumpkin suit, where not a pumpkin suit, but an actual business suit with pumpkins.
Oh, was he being David Pumpkins from Saturday Night Live, the Tom Hanks guy?
I'm not sure. It was just
that's a new thing now. It was a horrible sketch, but for some reason it caught traction.
Fire.
Yeah,
he just had a suit that was like an orange jacket and orange pants with pumpkins on him, and she was a skeleton, and so they came over. And the bottom line is we didn't dress. I wore a dress shirt and pants and went to the bar.
So by Oscar's definition, what we discussed when you were gone, you're an a-hole.
No, well, Mike tried to play ball.
He tried to play ball. I felt because there were other people.
Hold on.
Mike is
Mike's
fighting.
Wig has got stuck in his headphones.
Yeah,
well,
we need to. We should attach the wig to the headphones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wig to headphones.
Technically, you know, it's alive.
You tried. You tried.
You did.
I made an effort, but then if Carla wasn't going to do it, I wasn't going to be the guy that goes to a costume party dressed up while his wife doesn't dress up. And we got to the party, and hilarity ensued.
It was that great?
I'll tell you about it when we come back. We have to take a break. Otherwise, I'll get completely behind the eight ball and I'll get super late. And then I want to talk to Mac and Ashley about their big party that's happening actually on Monday night, tonight.
Tonight!
We'll take a commercial break. We'll be right back, everyone.
I was looking in the lab.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Yay.
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in. Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you, Pony Boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. CISO is comedy for comedy nerds by comedy nerds. CISO, it's spelled S-E-E-S-O. And it's the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, on virtually any device with no commercials. CISO has every episode of Saturday Night Live ever, including new episodes the day after they air. Also, it's got The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air, so you can stay current on everything. If you like British comedy, how about the original Office with Ricky Gervais and the entire Monty Python catalog? And they've got some original programming that you're into too, right, Rob?
Bajillion Dollar Properties is great, but what I did this weekend, and you would love this, go into their stand-up catalog. It goes back a million years. I watched Louis C.K. with hair. It was,
oh, wow.
It was great, but if you can think of a stand-up comic, they've got something from their catalog. If you love stand-up comedy, CISO's the place to be. Great.
The stand-up, the improv, sitcoms, classic stuff, brand-new comedy as well. CISO has it all. That's S-E-E-S-O. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy, and I think you're going to love it.
It's so great.
Absolutely love it. So here it is. I talk about it all the time, but I must be totally honest now. My reason for being down here is the sunshine, but it is also the love of a sport, golf, that I have not been able to play. It is also the love of baseball. I love that. We've been down here as residents for, what, 2 years now?
2 years.
Right? Yeah. We've been down here 2 years. And when everybody arrives, it's usually between October and January. That's when we have the seasonal people come in. But the people that spend a good amount of time here in the season, the real snowbirds,
right,
usually arrive around October. And so the little Halloween party is a chance for everybody to see each other. And then in the beginning of November, that's when they have a that's when most of them are here. And I realized as we went out with this couple, and the couple knew everybody there, and they were a younger couple. As a matter of fact, the lady is a friend of Carlos, and she's the daughter of one of the people that have been here for a very long time. So it's all this family, and they were just greeted by everyone, and people are just walking by and saying hello and saying hello. And I realized that it's like every time I've ever done anything at the Cocoonville Social Club, I'm just sitting there and I just don't know anybody. I don't have
any... It's the polar opposite of your college reunion thing you went to.
Absolutely the polar opposite. And it's just, I'm sitting there going, you know, I think I said to my wife the day after, I said, yeah, you know, do you have a good time? She said, yeah. I said, yeah, me too. And we didn't dress up and we didn't participate. And if we had, it would have been Carla and myself and right, not the... You have these tables of 20 people that are participating in every, and I just realized that I don't know. I think there are multiple levels as to why this continues to be.
What's at the top? What's at the surface of the levels?
Region
in what way?
Where you're from? Where you're from? Yeah, the people that are down here, and I've learned this over 2 years. Didn't know this when I was just coming down on vacation once in a while. The people that are down here, a ton of them know each other from a part of the country they're coming down from. They've been together. They're together all the time. That's why they're down here.
Yeah.
So there's that connection, and then there's the retiree connection where, and then there's the golf connection where they all like golf with their wives. My wife doesn't golf, and I'm sitting there with these people, and I'm realizing that, you know, I've made the effort, right?
Right.
But I probably harbored a little bit of a fantasy that I'd be plugged in. I don't think I can ever be. I don't think I from a socioeconomic standpoint, the fact that I work every day, it's just that's not kind of part of the deal. But the real big reason is that Midwestern thing that there's just a separation there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have a little kid. But what I came away with was seeing all these people, hey, how are you? And I'm sitting there going, why am I dropping the coin to be at this little party when it's just not
You had to pay admission?
Well, no, it's a dinner. You have to pay for the dinner. Oh, okay. You have to pay for your food.
Right.
And that's and I just, you know, and then throw in the fact that we didn't even have costumes on. And there were other people. Don't get me wrong. There were other people that didn't have costumes on. But these are tables with 6, 7, 8. And we've been invited to those before. But it just,
yeah.
I said to Carla, I said, it ain't us, babe. This is not us. This is not our thing.
Has it'll any
never
improvement?
Be, it'll never be that way. I don't
have
think
there been
be
any improvement in the 2 years you've been there?
Yeah, there have been more connections with people in the neighborhood and
right.
outside of the neighborhood and that. We have definitely expanded the circle of stuff. But as far as Cocoonville itself, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be nasty about it, but
nor should
here
you
we go.
Be.
No, I mean it ain't gonna happen, nor do I want. Carla, come here for a second.
Here we go.
Okay, here we are.
Yes.
It ain't gonna happen, nor do I want it to happen. I'm talking about Friday night and how we don't belong down here. She's shaking her head yes over here. Do you want to come in from the studio?
Please.
The store?
Yeah.
I said it was just...
She was taping a special.
I said... It's
good happy Monday morning.
Happy Halloween.
How's your cold? You still feel a little...
Yeah.
All
right, yeah.
All right.
Nobody make a chest cold joke.
I was saying they're perfectly nice people, but it's just that we have nothing in common with anybody here. Is that pretty accurate?
All I know is it was very boring.
Yay!
Thank you. Wow. That's Carla cutting
Yay!
To the chase. Cutting to the chase, yeah. And would I be paranoid? And I only bring you
well,
in for this one. Hold on, Rob. Rob,
okay,
Rob. Rob. Anyway, we've got guests in the studio, so he's out of his mind. All right. So anyway, the thing. So here it is. I gotta say it. I don't find us particularly well liked, and you know the reason why.
Why?
Right. You know
what's the reason.
Why is the reason?
It's because we bleed blue.
That's the reason.
Ah, that is certainly a
divider.
You want
to know what the number? You know what the number given to me was? 500 to 1.
Oh wow!
500 to 1. I don't know whether that might be a slight exaggeration, but I think that that would probably be pretty close.
So you're the one.
I'm the one.
Oh
we're the
no!
Ones.
Wow.
We're the ones.
We're the ones, not the 1%, but the ones.
We're the ones.
The ones.
Yeah. Well, Mike, that's the risk.
She's uncomfortable talking
that's
about this.
That's the risk that, unfortunately, is brought upon all of us when we start talking about this.
Can you shut the
that
door,
people
please,
start,
darling?
People start right. judging us
it's divisive.
For our political views and not for who we are.
Yeah.
You're more than that, Mike.
Why? What are you doing? Why are you standing in the doorway? Oh, Beluga's drinking. Well, God forbid. Let him get his drink on. See you later, fat ass. The dog that's down here. So that's kind of what it is. And
yeah,
I,
and you've look, made no bones about that.
I represent 50% of the country, you know, but
yeah.
the 50% ain't here. And gone are the days where you can have a fun little chat about it.
Nobody talks about it.
You can.
No.
So it's wrecked it. It's kind of, and by the way, this was probably the first year we moved down here. I got pigeonholed because I got in a discussion. It expanded and it always comes up. It always comes up. It is how we are identified. It is how people talk to us. And the one thing I said is that, you know, like the Tom Petty song, I won't back down. I'm not going to sit
right.
there and go, yeah, okay, and fake it. If somebody puts it in my face, that's the way it's going to go. So that's where it was. And it just, it kind of left me feeling sad. And then you combine the, you know, the hangover. Can you guys hear me?
Ah, we can
yes,
hear you.
We can.
I'm actually
everybody's scurrying around, looking down at the floor. What the hell is going on?
I had to get a pen.
I'm writing a note to Matt because he's fixing the situation, which is really Matt.
Do we have a situation right now?
No. I'll tell you what the situation is.
What's going on?
So Matt looked like he was about to pass out because I care about him. I wrote him a note. I said, please stop putting your hand on your head like you're about to pass out. Is everything
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I cannot have him on camera.
Yeah. And I said, you look bored. Mike is going to have a cow. And then, because
well, he always looks
I'm producing from behind, and then he writes, Oscar, a couple of regular Ustream chatters messaged me about the chat room. It's gone missing for them. I was thinking of a solution. which doesn't answer my question why he looked like he was about to pass out.
No, what he did is he pivoted.
Though? Is he
He's okay. He's okay. He's
As far as Mac goes, he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
But Mac, you know, remember that one day, Rob, I think Oscar was gone and we had Mac sitting in Oscar's chair and that lasted 10 minutes and I think the final
pin in the pin cushion that day was when he went like this. He actually laced his fingers.
Yeah, like he was going to do that.
I'm settling
in
for a good show.
None of that, you know. By the way, you're the woman that you put all of your love interest on, Ashley, you could learn a few things from her reactions to the show. She sits there laughs and participates, and it's wonderful. It's fantastic. By the way, that fuzzy hair, when you're not wearing a hat, I swear to God.
Actually, I think his hair for him looks pretty good today.
He looks like he's ready. So that's it. I just will tell you this.
Question, as far as that goes.
One thing I just wanted to say. This is just another reason. I'll be so glad when it's over.
I was going to say, do you think it'll be better a week from Wednesday or will it continue?
Yeah, it'll be better for everybody. It'll be better for the whole country. The whole country. But right now, it is just extremely, I hate being that guy.
Mike, you have a different, and I'm not trying to even consider the idea that I understand what your region of the country is like or who your neighbors are, but you have a different perspective than other people. For example, I know I'm over this election, not necessarily because of the interplay between you and I and the way people react to politics overall in our listenership. I am over it personally because I've seen how upset people get whether they're out in front of the CVS and they're having a conversation in the Starbucks line about politics, or B, I'm out with my colleagues from school and they just get into this back and forth between red and blue. I'm over it. Like, I am so over it.
You're not alone at all. I mean, you
and that's been for weeks, I think.
It is so overwhelming, and it is really just so.
And neither party
scary.
Is making me feel good about this country.
That's for sure, and that we can agree on. I will tell you all, because it really is. It's really a terrible situation. So, the big empty hole, and it would have been fine if I wore a stupid costume. That would have saved the day. All right, so I blame my wife. There we go.
That's the takeaway?
That's the takeaway. It's all her fault. Same reason she left the door open.
One tube of black and one tube of red makeup, and all of this is done.
That's it. Would have been fine. Same reason she left the door open so the blind pug could have his drink of water. Same thing.
That sounds like a parable somehow.
a blind pug finds water once in a while. You know what's great? You know what? I get. Have you ever seen popcorn? The orange popcorn that they sell in the pet stores.
No,
it's shaped like it's artificial cheese flavored popcorn, but it's like this synthetic crap
for dogs,
like ground up snouts or whatever they make dog food out of. Do you know that blind pug still can snatch that out of the air when I throw it to him?
Oh, nice!
Really? I know. He's just seeing the shape.
It's like Daredevil.
That's part of the. That's actually one thing I will say nice about Beluga. Other than that, I'm out.
Maybe he's faking the blindness.
No, I had him right up in my face the other day. I was being real sweet to him, and he's like,
a lot of clouds.
He looks like that Game of Thrones Max von Sydow when he was in the tree.
What? There's like one thing Beluga can see: the calendar on the wall. Catch my meaning?
Okay.
The Raven.
Take a break. More Halloween stuff. We'll talk to Mac and Ashley about the big party they're having tonight. Should be a lot of fun. And the cuppies and all the other great stuff on the Mike and Bear Show. We'll be right back.
Joe, Halloween is coming up. What do you say we dress up as our favorite More Broadcasting personality?
What, we're both going to go dressed as Mermelstein?
No, I'm going to go dressed as the Bride of Mermelstein.
The Bride of Mermelstein? The Wolfman is more believable.
Dude, that's mean. We can't have all the Mermelstein fans attacking us. They're very vicious people.
Yes, he might get upset.
The Rob and Joe Show. It's a new amazing show every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the app, people. Get on it.
Bride of Mermelstein.
Bride of Mermelstein.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, our friend Veronica was was Veronica, right?
Veronica, yes.
Veronica from Washington State, who's here with her boyfriend. We're talking about how they love their Lyft. And when I was in D.C. recently, I probably took 9 Lyfts when I was there all over town. And they were fantastic. And I love it. Let me tell you about Lyft, L-Y-F-T. It's the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. The reality, folks, is this is the way people are getting around everywhere now. That's the way it's happening, especially in the major cities. You can download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average in 3.5 minutes. Now, that's fast. There's so many things about Lyft that I will tell you that I love. I love the fact that you press a button and your driver is on its way, and you watch him and you see where he is, and you see him make his little U-turn and show up in minutes, and it goes 3, 2, 1. And then you have phenomenal conversations with the Lyft driver.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, years of using cabs in New York and D.C., I don't remember having as many pleasant exchanges as I had with my Lyft driver. It's fantastic. They're rated after every ride. That has something to do with it. Only the best ones stick around. So filthy cars driven by creepy dudes don't exist. And Lyft lets you tip within the app. That makes for happier drivers. It makes for the overall experience to be much more pleasant. I was talking to a grandmother. As a matter of fact, my daughters were in the car with me in the Lyft, who had, I believe this woman was 62 years old, and she had just gotten her master's degree
in
the fall.
That's cool.
And this was, she was doing this because she was a criminal justice major, and she was actually trying to figure out what she was going to do at kind of a, you know, later in life. And it was super cool talking to her. Lyft isn't the biggest ride sharing app, but it is the highest rated and fastest growing. Thanks to Lyft, you can avoid drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Lots of folks are ditching their cars and getting Lyft, L-Y-F-T. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter the promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS, and Lyft will be taking me to the DC Improv on Saturday for our matinee show. I'm looking forward to that. So Halloween party tonight at our intern Ashley's house. I'm very excited. Mac is very excited too. I just love it when your mug is on camera, Mac. Always really
just barely stand up.
Yeah.
Are you what is in your mind? I know you have social anxiety. How much have you been what are you playing?
What? This is Mac's fall theme song.
How much have you been stressing about this, Mac?
Not too much. I mean, on Thursday, it was just a surprise. And
super exciting surprise.
It was. And just here or there, I've just been thinking about it. Mostly, I've been busy with schoolwork this weekend.
Oh,
okay. How about Ashley? Ashley, where's that? We have Ashley here.
We do.
We have her. Ashley, you got a microphone in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Hi. And that sucks. You know, I can see Mac, but I can't see Ashley. That's
that unfair? Rough trade-off.
That's why we call you Golden Boy.
Ashley, so tell me about the big party. What are the big plans for tonight? How many total are you expecting at your house? Is it small, medium, big? How many people are showing up?
Probably small up until like 9-ish because I'm inviting a lot of people from work that are, so they're probably going to come after work.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be like a medium-ish party. It's not going to be huge. I don't have a huge apartment to throw like a big, massive party.
Right.
But I do have a few activities planned, which might make it sound like a kids' party. I don't know.
Oh,
we have
that's so fun. So it's kind of kids'
bobbing
party.
Bobbing for Xanax?
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak. There he is.
What activities?
We have a pumpkin that has yet to be carved.
So you're gonna have a pumpkin carving. Well, you know, bobbing for apples might be fun, you know.
Is Mac, are you allowed to have a knife?
I don't think so.
Okay.
you're serving food?
Yes, I'm serving spaghetti because, you know, it's like brains or
yeah,
that's okay.
Smart, it's fun.
That's good. Yeah.
If anybody puts their hands in it, then they're leaving.
Ashley, are you making the spaghetti yourself? Are you a cook?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Little marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Can Mac bring anything tonight before he arrives?
He can bring booze.
Booze.
Booze. Yeah. Why don't you steal something from your parents' liquor cabinet?
Yeah.
Do your parents drink, man?
No, they're recovering alcoholics, Mike.
Oh, they're recovering alcoholics.
Recovering alcoholics. My brother and both my parents.
But other than that,
I don't even drink at all.
Mm-mm. Now, Mike, I know that is sympathetic.
I will go out and buy juice for you.
Okay. I'm reacting.
Oscar, breathe. You are the color of that marinara sauce. So bad.
Mac, I have alcohol. You can stop by my house and I'll give you some to bring to Ashley.
Okay.
That'd be good.
All right?
Yes.
All right.
I tell you.
It's
Hey, Mac.
Recovering.
Alcohol from your recovery alcoholics.
I don't even know. I don't even know if I want to ask him any more questions.
I am sweating for you.
You know, I really, Mike, I didn't think we were going
to
be able
to show along here. What?
Didn't think we were going to be able to surpass the moment when he had to reveal that he gets social anxiety from seeing people in costumes.
Oh,
then you ask
Christ.
The guy who comes from the House of Recovering Alcoholics if he's going to bring a bottle of gin. Listen, don't you have one laying around?
Oh, yeah. God.
Don't you have some Bowman's vodka under the sink there, Mac? Somewhere?
Oh, dear.
Okay, what's your favorite type of non-alcoholic beverage?
Oh.
Just any soda, really.
Soda.
Any soda.
Soda.
All right, I'll
get him
buy
grape.
Some Coca-Cola.
Can you get him grape?
Get
him grape so his
it's
lips
fine.
Will be
purple. Grape soda.
I'll bring
right.
some Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Grape, grape
I love Diet Coke.
I think I'll Mike actually, doesn't when you look at Mac, don't you think he's more of a grape juice guy than
hey, no,
a grape
no,
soda
can I tell you what he needs? I'm gonna help him out.
Okay.
You know what he needs, Ashley? Hmm. He needs regular soda water or seltzer. It can be a flavored seltzer with a little lime. Now, Mac, shut up for a second. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to make you look cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to like the taste,
okay?
Unless you want to have a crazy straw with a glass of chocolate milk. Let the grown-ups do the talking here for just a second. Okay?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to make you say is if she hands you a glass and it's got like a lime in it and it's got some soda water, you're carrying that around, you kind of look like a bon vivant.
Yeah. Yes. You give the impression that you're in on it.
Yeah, not a square.
Yeah. If
you have, square.
Now, you know, even if you have a Diet Coke, if you put a lime in it, it might look like you're enjoying a party. Or even better, this is a trick that your boy did back when he owned a restaurant, have a bottle of beer and you put some other beverage in it so it looks like you're socializing at the party.
Ah.
Not that alcohol is that important,
no.
Mac. But the fact is, if it looks like you're socializing, you kind of look cool. If you're walking around with a grape juice, that might look a little odd. But so, what alcoholic beverages are you serving at the party, Ashley? I'm curious.
I have a bottle of Milagro.
Oh, somewhere. Miracle!
What is Milagro? What is that?
It's a silver tequila.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you going to be making margaritas?
I need to get more margarita mix, but yeah.
Okay.
It's on the docket.
And then we also have a bottle of Jack Daniel's the size of my head.
Oh, nice. Big handle.
It's party
Big
time.
Big handle,
so.
Yes.
But to be fair, it's not an oversized
Mac, bag. You hold their hair when they're throwing up.
That's right. Well, I think it's wonderful that you're including Mac in this. And, Mac, bring a little something.
Yeah. Have you given any thought to maybe stepping up the costume? I know she offered a Domino's Delivery Pizza t-shirt. Are you going to add to that or maybe even surprise her with a different outfit?
Oh, my God, you could show up as the Noid.
Yes. That'd be great.
I have no idea.
Remember the Noid?
Mm-hmm. Or you know what might be great? And I think you've got the look for it with a hairbrush and a little bit of hairspray. You could be Flo, the insurance lady.
Mac, are you planning on wearing the Domino's thing and doing that as opposed to
I'm thinking
your own
of costume? Putting on one of my old soccer jerseys and doing that.
Oh, that's smart.
Nice.
That's,
yeah.
And wear the and you know what?
Wear like a little boy. Going to
Is that you know, David Beckham?
I'm trying to do this. I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm looking at the reactions of everybody else. How about wearing nice really like short soccer shorts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like from seventh
like
grade or something like that. You know?
I would be surprised if I had any, but maybe.
Will you be going with like the soccer jersey and regular jeans? And
hard
shoes?
Full uniform?
I'll probably do.
Shoes. Shorts?
Yeah.
Tennies?
Probably some gym shorts.
What size shoe are you?
10 and a half.
Okay, see, I have cleats.
You hear that, ladies?
Stop by the house. I have cleats. I have socks. I have soccer shorts. You can actually wear
so
a uniform.
Oh, by the way, can I say this?
Yes.
When I was looking for costumes online and at the crap store, at the
pop-up
store
yeah.
Pop-up store. You know what? Halloween is just not funny.
Mike, you didn't ask what I went as.
What did you go as? Now, you usually pull off something.
Yeah, well, we had a great Saturday at the Santana household when... Shannon said, are we going out tonight or Monday night for Halloween? I said, I don't know. You made the plans. And she said, well, what night should we go out? I said, probably Saturday because Monday is going to be brutal for everybody.
Yeah.
And I saw all the college students dressed up around 6 p.m. walking around, going to their pre-parties.
Georgetown, pretty insane.
Half of them half naked.
Right there in the middle of your
biggest night of the year in this city, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I raced to get some costumes for my parents' house. We had stored there, came home.
In the costume
room,
Mike.
Were you Super Mario again?
No. Todd actually came over with a better costume. He had, for some reason, two vintage whoopee cushion costumes. So
you went as whoopee cushion?
Yes. Todd was the big whoopee cushion. I was the little whoopee cushion. And
that's a pretty good pull. That's a pretty good pull, isn't it? I laugh at that.
But it's great. But the thing is he had two whoopee cushion costumes laying around. Not just one.
This is generational, Rob. This is generational, isn't it? They commit to this stuff
and they save it.
It's a big deal.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
And they were made out of felt.
I feel like I missed that. I always feel like I was always on the air. I was always doing it as a bit. I was always getting paid to be somewhere.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to go out and just really
enjoy
it.
Always in drag.
Well, you did. Oscar, you did a lot of stuff where you...
we would dress up.
My brother said the same thing.
He goes, man, I wish I had some costumes. Just go out on the fly.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I was like, to be fair, man, we used to do an event every Halloween. So we had to have a costume, right?
Yeah. So you wore the whoopee cushion
so
costume?
So Shannon was a hot cat, and then we were the two whoopee cushions walking around her.
Yeah.
And
good couple's costume.
I remember.
What about Mrs. Todd?
Mrs. Todd was in Memphis. So it was just the three of us.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was. And.
This is Todd.
That's right.
How you doing? Elvis. Anyway.
Fast forward to 12:30 when we inflated the whoopee cushions, if you catch my meaning.
Do they make a fart sound? Do they actually make
a fart sound? No, but what was funny is that Todd had his little whoopee cushion app, so every time someone would come to him, he would just push a little whoopee cushion, and it was pretty audible. And the idea of like a really tall whoopee cushion and then a really short whoopee cushion, which is me, walking around Georgetown... it was just funny. It was
Did
a funny visual.
Did he take
visual.
Them both home? Did he take them both home?
I don't know. I think they might still be in my living room. I have no idea.
Why don't you let Mac... Can Mac borrow the whoopee cushion costume?
I think
Mac has to make up for himself as a person. He's got to go with something cooler than something like...
Oh,
like
it was
dorky,
not a cool
like,
costume?
You know, it was a really dorky costume.
And I really don't
really
associate
dorky.
Mac with the word whoopee.
Hey, Ashley, the people coming to this party, are they going to commit? Is it going to be big-time costume fun, or is it going to be more low-key?
Hold on.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's gonna be a little bit more low-key. I think most people are coming straight from work, so they won't... Well, actually, no, because at work we're dressing up... today, so it actually might be.
I've got a costume for him.
What's that?
I have a red Solo cup costume that he just suspenders, and you're a red Solo cup.
He's got 400 square feet of apartment of his townhouse, and he's got.
No wonder there's no room in your place.
He's got a costume warehouse. Get the red Solo cup.
Yeah, stop by my house on the way home.
You know who got screwed on costuming this year is my daughter Julia. She bought over the summer in advance of Halloween a gorilla costume.
Right,
and they're not allowed to wear masks at school. So she's going to school in just gorilla pants.
That sucks.
Doesn't that suck that she
Why
can't...
Why did they not allow masks?
I don't know. I guess it's, you know, because of the security thing and also no clowns.
Well, it's
because
a little Kittner boy that put the mask on and then peed on the lockers.
I hate the Kittner boy.
That's what happened. That little Kittner boy always causing trouble before he got eaten. We'll take a break. Back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. While there's a momentary silence from the guys, I'll take the opportunity to speak up and tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show app. If you're a fan of the show, but are away from the computer, you can still access the show. Just download the free Mike O'Mara Show app and enjoy the content of the show from anywhere. The app allows you to automatically download new shows straight to your device and includes access to all more broadcasting shows, including Tech 411, Cake and Cookies, and The Rob and Joe Show. I don't know how those people talk so much. See what you're missing and download the Mike O'Mara Show app today. Now that's my speaking quota for the week. Go now and download in peace.
That's our quiet intern. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hint Water. Man, was I enjoying my Hint Water watching the Cubbies game last night. The blackberry, I think, is it the berry? What is it? It's pineapple, berry, and the other flavor.
I've got the crisp apple, Mike.
I've got the watermelon today. It's fantastic.
I've done the watermelon. I've done the crisp apple, but the berry flavor is my all-time favorite. I absolutely adore it. It's really delicious stuff. You're going to love it, too. Hint Water was started by Kara Golden a few years ago after having her fourth child. She was overweight. She had acne. She felt bad. She was drinking too many diet sodas, 10 a day instead of water, because water is boring. We all know that. That is why she decided to start Hint Water. Let me tell you what Kara did. She's created water that is pure. It is infused with just a hint of fresh fruit, and it's never boring because they have flavors for everyone. We were mentioning the watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit, many more. No sugar, no chemicals. It's great tasting water. I love the bottles too. It's delicious stuff. All natural, fruit flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best flavored water. Plus, you don't have to lug heavy cases of water back from the store. You can have Hint delivered right to your doorstep. If you're like me and you don't like regular water and you want to get just a little something special, try Hint right now. Get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door. That includes 3 bottles each of Hint's 4 most popular flavors: pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and blackberry. That's the one that I try.
Love it.
I love the blackberry. Normally $24 for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. That's drinkhint.com/TMOS. Drinkhint.com/TMOS.
News.
The new Lady Gaga album that Rob debuted for us last week. Rob was ahead of the curve on this one, and we enjoyed it. I mean, you played one cut from it, and I thought it was fabulous.
I'll bring the full record in tomorrow, and we can track it if you want.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
The Lady Gaga album is called Joanne. It sold 201,000 copies in its first week. That's enough to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart.
Nowadays, that's like selling 5 million albums in the old days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
It is her first number one debut. Born This Way, is that the one you played last week?
No, I played Ayo. Ayo.
Okay. It opened with 1.1 million sales in 2011. Art Pop sold 258,000 copies in its first week. Her collaboration with Tony Bennett, Cheek to Cheek, sold 131,000 copies in week one. So I thought they were talking about her new
one. Did you ever listen to her collaboration with Tony Bennett?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I thought it was pretty good. Well, I mean, I hate to admit it, but Tony Bennett was the weak link on it.
Yeah, jump in the casket. new albums by Michael Bublé, Pentatonix, and Korn also debuted in the top four. This is, I really think,
Korn. Finally.
Korn.
Candy Korn.
They're back.
Yeah, it's a Korn's brand new album is also a collaboration with Tony Bennett. Yeah. anyway, thank you. When Bill Cosby faces a felony charge for the alleged sexual assault of Andrea Constand 12 years ago, he's going to have to face several more of his accusers. Andrea's attorneys plan to put the 13 of them on the stand, unless Bill's lawyers can stop it. They filed a new motion last week saying that this is just so sordid and so horrible.
Sorted.
They're saying that Bill is legally blind and he couldn't possibly defend himself against them. They said, quote, "No 79-year-old blind man could possibly defend himself against a claim that he sexually assaulted someone he supposedly met once half a century ago, and the Commonwealth knows it. Without his eyesight, Mr. Cosby cannot even determine whether he has ever even seen some of his accusers, let alone develop defenses and gather exculpatory evidence." I think now, with this being public, you will see the cameras perhaps following around Mr. Cosby to make sure that he is visually challenged.
He's shooting baskets on the weekend. They'll find him.
Yeah. But he keeps missing. He keeps missing.
You see him being led into the courtroom, you know, on the arm of the guy. And it's just, you know what?
He's There's watching so the game. What is he really watching?
Yeah, he's listening to the game.
Are we clear? All right. Let me put on the television now. Thank you very much.
Do you like virtual reality? Because I got the goggles and I'm wearing them right now.
I can actually see what's going on while pretending that I'm wearing the big oversized sunglasses because I'm blind. That's the way you go. Reason, razzin', razzin'.
He's driving around.
Well, he's in the news. Justin Bieber has been whining about how his fans don't listen to him at concerts. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. He tries to talk and connect with them in between songs, but they won't stop screaming their heads off.
Yeah, this is a European phenomenon. He's been having trouble all around Europe with this.
He's getting pissed about it.
I know, he's an ass.
So why doesn't he just shut up and perform? Well, he claims that the chatter is really important to him because it makes him feel true to himself or something rambling like that. You know, he tweeted, "I simply feel like if I didn't use this platform to say how I truly feel, and if I didn't use this platform to be the man that I know I am," by the way, so many non-men say, "be the man I know
yeah,
I am."
Yeah, of course.
"And speak from what's in my heart, then I'm doing myself injustice, and I'm not doing..." Just cash the checks!
I hear he's legally blind.
Oh, my God. Oh, he feels like he's not doing anybody in his audience any justice.
Boo.
Because justice is not only to hear his lovely brand of pop music, but to get the wisdom of B-Bear.
Yeah, well, he's a very bright guy.
He could just say on Instagram.
He says, "I'm always going to be myself on the stage, and I was simply doing all I was simply doing was wanting people to listen, to kind of hear me out a little bit."
Yeah. Can you imagine being his manager and I have to wrangle him?
Oh,
especially
imagine
now.
What that must be like. Yeah. This is public. This is public. Imagine what he's like behind it. Can you imagine the level of bratdom, the level of douchebaggery they have to deal
with wrangling this guy? Scooter.
Oh, my
God. Is he still with Scooter?
I think so.
Hey, Scooter, tonight I'm going to talk a long time right after I sing Baby Baby.
He does get that he should just move on if no one wants to hear it. Quote, "Certain cities aren't going to want to hear me out. And, you know, sometimes it's my job." Oh, there we go. Okay, let me give that to him.
Yeah.
"To just say, hey, I'm not going to try to force anything." He's since deleted this rant.
Of course.
At the urging of his manager.
Scooter. Hi, this is Scooter.
Hey, Biebs, are going to have to delete that.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, we're not going to dance around it. Everyone is gross, but we all find different ways to express our grossness. Here are the results of a new survey by BuzzFeed to show you how you stack up against other people. All right, let's go from, let me see. I'm going to cherry pick the most to the least.
All right.
93% of people pick their noses. And 2/3 of them feel secretly pleased if they dig up something particularly large, and 22% of adults still eat them.
Oh, gross.
All right. Let me see.
Don't eat it.
How many people?
Steve Mermelstein.
What?
We've all picked our nose, right?
Sure. You have to sometimes.
Yeah, we've all picked our nose. How many eat? How many have eaten it?
Can't eat it, man.
I used to, as a kid. Sure.
Yeah, as a kid, I did.
Not shocked by
that. And not even as a kid, Oscar? You never did as a kid?
No. He was too busy getting another college degree.
Okay, yeah. 68% of us smell our own flatulence and like the odor.
Don't like it.
Depends on the diet of the day before.
No, I usually always adore mine.
Have you ever offended yourself, though? I have.
No, let me tell you what my problem is, because mine, and I'm not trying to, you know, blow smoke here. Get it?
Literally.
No, I don't have a very...
your farts don't smell, Mike.
No, I fart a lot, but I don't... They're never really good. Only once in a while are they really good ones.
Well, what if you have, an infection?
Well, no, I said that I like them. If they do smell, it's a treat.
Okay, I see.
That's the way I would say
it. It lets you know that you're living.
It doesn't happen very often.
Maybe you're desensitized.
I don't know. It could be. 70% examine our poop in the toilet to gauge its size and consistency.
I also gouge.
Gross.
Poop gouging. Thanks, Rob. And 64% of us feel proud when we produce an unusually big one. I do check my poop occasionally, not all the time.
Every day I do. I have to. It's a matter of staying alive for me.
Okay,
Carrie, it's black again.
It means blood high in the channel.
21%. Oh, that's nasty. 21% pee in the shower at home, and 50% will do it in a public shower.
I pee in the shower.
A public shower?
Yeah. If I have to really go.
What do they mean by a public shower? Like
I pee in a public shower.
Sure.
No, it's called a gym, Rob. Anyway.
I have got to figure out this show. I just can't follow it sometimes.
Yes. What is this public shower? Where would that be? I don't understand.
Usually when men are showering outside of their home, they're at the gym.
I understand. But why do you hang out there?
No, I've done that in the gym and I've done it in prison. 16% don't change their underwear on a daily basis. Now, does that count? I mean, once in a blue moon, I'll have a weekend where I'll do 2 days in the same underwear.
I've done that before. Sometimes it's a laundry issue.
Can't stand it.
7% of people only change their sheets a few times a year or less. That's gross. That's nasty. And 76% get a feeling of pleasure when they squeeze a pimple and stuff comes out.
I'm not that guy. I hate doing it. when it happens.
I like seeing progress being made.
You like to do that?
Do you remember when those strips first came out that you would put on your
PRA
nose
strips.
And you'd peel them off and it looked like a million little sandcastles? Thought that was cool too.
A million little sand.
In my particular case, it's been so damn long since I've gotten one that good because I'm old. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Thank you. Who says opera is boring? Here's a little something something for you boys. The New York Metropolitan Opera was performing William Tell on Saturday, and during the intermission, a guy in the audience wandered up to the orchestra pit and started sprinkling a mysterious powder on the pit. So the opera was canceled and everyone was evacuated. Now the police are investigating what the powder was. According to the head of their counterterrorism division, here's the theory. Quote, "We have spoken to witnesses who said the individual was from out of town and indicated he was here to sprinkle the ashes of a friend on the orchestra.
Really?
The opera during the performance. And that was the reason that he sprinkled the what they thought was powder was actually the ashes of a friend. They know this guy's identity, but so far he hasn't been arrested, but I've decided to let the identity out here.
Thank
His
you.
Name? Johnny Constantino. He's a good boy who loves the opera. Yeah, we sprinkle the ashes right here. Oh, Johnny. Oh,
he's so sad.
Yeah, the conductor got all sorts of gray on his head now. Johnny Constantino. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Stacy from Indiana writes, "What's the best glass to drink whiskey from?" Well, a glass can tell you a lot about a whiskey drinker, so you have to choose your glassware wisely. Here's a couple of examples. Tony Perkins from a martini glass. Gary Stein, a snifter. Rob Spiewak, a Tom Collins glass. Oscar Santana, shot glass. Mike O'Mara, a tumbler.
Go to Facebook.com and join the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society today and send your questions.
You know what? You know what? You know where my mind went, Rob, when
I heard that?
My mind went to Love, that show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Where you got me the whiskey.
Yeah.
That was a tumbler full of
multiple
whiskey.
Multiple tumblers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got change for 100?
Welcome back. Rob bought me this giant.
Well, you were kind enough to come to a Beatles show, and I said, I've got to make it worth his while. So I bought him it was a bottle of whiskey on ice.
Yeah, it was like a big goal.
A bottle of whiskey in a cup you can drink. And save the show for me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Like it or not, the holidays are upon us. The holidays should be fun.
Yeah.
But they can also be a tremendous hassle. The best way to enjoy yourself this year is to use Amazon and take it easy. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. It is the best and the easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. So, whether it's a Thanksgiving centerpiece, an electric carving knife, a new menorah, Christmas decorations, or gifts for your favorite podcast hosts. Oh, my God. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Relax this holiday season and shop Amazon, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Halloween, October 31, 2016.
Even for a non-sports fan like me, this has been an exciting World Series, and the Cubs make it go another game.
The Cubs' last World Series win at Wrigley, Game 6, 1945 against Detroit, October 8th. It's the 30th of October, 2016. Strike him out!
Strike him out!
That will be a Game 6. Cubs win it 3-2.
Ice that reliever's arm up because he's got to come back if they're going to do anything. That's just I felt so great for the Cubs fans, even the celebs that were there. You had John Cusack, you had Bill Murray.
Eddie Vedder,
It was just so cool to watch. Talk about long-suffering. I mean, I just want it to be a good game. I want it to be a good World Series. I want to see it go 7 games at least. That will be a victory for sports fans everywhere if they get a 7th game. That'll be Wednesday night, right?
Yeah,
right.
They'll go back-to-back, so it'll be Wednesday night if we get a Game 7.
So the Cubs lost on Friday night or Saturday night? It was Friday night that they lost, and I think the problem was Bill Murray, when he introduced and sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," he did this weird Daffy Duck thing. Did you see it?
I did not.
Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, he did the seventh inning.
Well, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Yeah, what did he do?
This is his introduction to when he led the crowd in "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. the last chance to order beer. But we didn't come here to drink beer. We came here to win this ball game.
I don't think he's doing a voice, Rob. I think that's the way Bill Murray
said. I said, take me out with the crowd. And in order to sing the right lyric, take me out with the crowd, you need to sing it like our greatest American entertainer, Mr. Daffy Duck.
Okay.
So I want you to spray it and don't say it.
And he did when he sang it.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
He's just being silly.
He is. I don't know, but...
He's being silly. He's probably drunk.
Probably. I wondered if it's sort of a veiled reference to Harry Carey.
I don't know, but I mean, it's not that bad. I mean,
it was okay. About
it was a tense time.
It was a long lead up to that.
Yeah,
right. It was
when you think about some of the other performances there. I'll take that from Bill Murray. Eddie Vedder with. By the way, there's 6 degrees of Mike O'Mara here with Eddie Vedder and his tribute to David Ross. The first autograph my son has ever gotten from a baseball player. We have the baseball in our position. Our possession is David Ross.
Oh, really? Wow.
David Ross. Yeah, he signed Michael's baseball. It was I think he's one of the coolest guys, and he got the game-winning RBI. So I was really happy with a sacrifice fly. Really, really cool for him.
A Friday moment with me and my daughter is to her surprise, the lead singer of Fall Out Boy sang the national anthem. And did a great job, Patrick Stump. And as soon as she saw him on TV, she watched 5 innings. That was all she needed to watch the game. Thought it was great.
Well, you know, this is the way it works with the World Series. You're going to have a tremendous rating tomorrow night. You're going to have a tremendous rating if it goes to a Game 7. So this is fun. This is what it's all about. And by the way, between fantasy football and watching the Eagles-Dallas game and going back and forth, I was wound up. I got to sleep at about 1 o'clock because I was all turbocharged.
Also, quick sidebar on social media, Bill Murray's rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Yeah. He actually struck a chord with some people. They said, thanks for being genuine again. Now make better movies.
That's true. That's true. Oh, and speaking, just a quick side note on fantasy football. For the 247 of you in the Mike O'Mara Show FanDuel League, my apologies. Sorry to finish in front of you. Yes, numero three.
How much loot do you take home?
I got $100.
Big win.
Okay.
Big guy. Fantastic. Big pro.
Very excited.
Who's lucky?
Very excited.
Mikey's lucky.
Yay.
Speaking of Bill Murray, they aired the full program of his Mark Twain Award, the American Comedy Award, at the Kennedy Center. I think the line of the night goes to Aziz Ansari.
Before I get to my remarks, can I just say, on behalf of all the other presenters and myself, stop doing these events in D.C., New York or L.A., pick one. We all live there.
This is great.
Oh, yeah. Boo if you want. I'm a hero backstage.
The Redskins took a wonderful plane ride and tied yesterday in Great Britain.
God, first of all, I love morning football. Watching the game.
Have it right there when you woke up, yeah.
Bengals, Redskins, really fun to do that. Tremendous amount of hype, though. I mean, for some reason...
For an empty stadium?
It starts at 9:30, so they start at 9 o'clock. You say 9 o'clock, and then you dick around, and it's actually 9:30, and all the... And then the game went so long, it went the full overtime period, and it screwed up the 1 o'clock
game.
You
got a tie.
It was a tie. A tie. Hello, London. Here's your tie, Bleck.
But that wasn't the greatest moment on the field yesterday. During the Bills-Patriots game, someone threw a dildo on the field. Now, when you see it on TV, it is so...
Was it Tom Brady? Hi, everybody. I'm here all week. There you go. Hi.
On television in this day of high def and, 50-inch screens, it's so clearly what it was that landed right there on the field. However, up in the booth, Dan Fouts did not know what it was, and so you're staring at this marital aid, and this
Buffalo.
Is how Dan Fouts covers
it.
It
was in Buffalo.
Yeah, it was.
Some fan threw something right out on the field, too, at about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, initially I thought it might have been a flag, but I didn't say it because it didn't look yellow. Man.
Yeah, it didn't look yellow, and flags don't bounce. So,
hey, there's a flesh-colored flag on the field. There we go.
Hey, thank that flag's everybody. Bigger than when we played. But let us close the audio vault with this. They asked Rob Gronkowski in the press conference afterwards.
Gronk.
Yeah, what about the apparatus that was thrown on the field? And this is what Gronk had to say.
I think that was for the Bills.
I think it was for the Bills. Happy Halloween, everybody. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Be careful tonight, please. Yes.
Oh, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick. Our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, everybody, every single Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday when you can give us a call at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And don't forget, this Saturday, we're all going to be in D.C. for our live show at the D.C. Improv, followed immediately by a wonderful party, a great meet and greet at the Mad Hatter in Washington, D.C. If you are within driving, spitting, training, flying, come and join us for a fabulous afternoon. We're all going to be there, and you can meet everybody, and we'll chat with you. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere. Until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
This is Vincent Price. Michael Jackson is the Thriller. Can you dig it?
Happy Halloween!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.